Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Now let's take a look at what's making the newspaper headlines this Friday morning. Well, there's really two stories dominating the broadsheets here at home this morning, both of which I think will come as a little bit of good news to you. As Kieran mentioned, the first is entering phase two of the easing of further restrictions across the country post COVID-19. And the second then is the Irish Times lead story this morning, which is the wage subsidy scheme to continue until the end of the summer. We'll start with the restrictions first of all. Move to phase two set for green light is the Examiner's lead. While the Irish Independent goes with stay local, public told as stores to open 3 weeks early. This is the National Public Health Emergency Team. They effectively gave the green light to allow all major retail outlets with on-street entrances to operate again on Monday. The government is effectively set to gamble on a major reopening of the retail sector in an effort to try and kickstart the economy after 3 to 4 months of the COVID-19 lockdown. And according to the Irish Independent, under phase two of the plan, only small retail outlets were due to be back in business, but now all major retail outlets, but those with on-street entrances, will be given the green light to operate again from Monday. And it's a fairly significant shift in the messaging that comes as the non-essential travel ban, that too, to be extended from 5 to 20 kilometres. And the Irish Independent understands this morning the number of people who can attend funerals, for instance, that is likely to increase from 10 to 25. And the move comes despite really the a slight rise in that crucial R number, which you hear about, which shows the average number of people that each COVID-19 patient infects. And the retail outlets as well, they're to be required to adhere to strict guidelines to limit the number of customers which they can allow in their stores at any one time. Home stores, for instance, like IKEA, will also be able to open their doors to customers within days. But the Irish Independent too reporting, people been told to stay local rather than, for instance, rather than at home under the next phase of the roadmap for reopening the country. And the paper too says this morning the majority of ministers last night when they met agreed the unemployment payment for full-time workers to be extended until August in line with the roadmap for the reopening of the country. As I mentioned, that's the story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. The scheme, this is the wage subsidy, the state scheme, which subsidises the wages of about 500,000 workers at the minute, is expected now to be extended until the end of the summer by the government. And the cabinet also due to extend the special COVID-19, the unemployment payment for the same period. Those earning less than €200 will be on the first band and will receive a €203 a week in line with unemployment benefits. And those earning above €200 will still receive the current €350 payment. Now, a memo for the cabinet meeting says the temporary wage subsidy scheme and the unemployment payment will remain in place until the end of August, with a decision then on what to do at that point expected to be made by the next government. Those are the two stories really dominating the broadsheets here at home this morning. But we want to know, what do you make of that? Good news? Do you think, is it the right thing to do to maybe bring forward the easing of some restrictions, in particular in relation to the retail stores, that all major retail stores with on-street entrances will be in a position to open from next Monday? That's what's due or expected to happen today, according to the papers. We want to hear from you this morning. Do you agree? Is it a good idea? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And two, you can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. The other story across the papers as well this morning, and that is something you may have heard it mentioned in the news bulletin, for instance. It's the front of the Irish Examiner today. It's about house parties. A 1947 law may be used to tackle a spate of house parties. This legislation could be used to try and put an end to lockdown house parties. It emerged last night as the chief medical officer expressed concerns about these kind of gatherings. And Tony Houlihan said that while there's been a lot of focus on gatherings on things like the beaches and the parks, the organisation of house parties and the unseen activity in ordinary houses is a continuing cause of concern for the National Public Health Emergency Team. House parties are being organised at the band, and it would seem to me as though we weren't in the midst of a pandemic. That is a continuing cause for concern. And that's Tony Houlihan's comments, which came after the issue arose in the front of the Examiner yesterday too, about a house party or house parties that had taken place in Cork, but not a situation unique to Cork either. You can get in touch with us this morning if that's a problem. problem in your own area, you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing more about this morning. You heard Kieran mention it there too a few moments ago, and that is the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. It's the story dominating all of the papers in the UK this morning, but here at home it dominates all of the tabloids, bar the Herald this morning too, and it's the front page of the Irish Independent. Madeleine may be found alive. Irish expert. This is still hope Madeleine McCann will be found alive despite German police investigating her disappearance as a murder. This is according to a former Northern Ireland detective, Jim Gamble, the senior child protection officer who reviewed the UK's first investigation into her disappearance, believes that she is still alive in the absence of evidence to suggest otherwise. More on that story, front page and inside the Irish Independent, and it's well covered across all of the papers here at home too this morning. Also, just in relation to the formation of the next government, inside the Irish Examiner to today, Fianna Fáil party votes could delay deal until July is the paper's headline. Ireland may not have a mandated government now until July as the party votes in the matter may hold up proceedings. This is a decision by Fianna Fáil, and entering government may take until the end of next month to finalise, it's emerged. A vote on government formation would normally take place at a specially convened Ardèche, but instead the party leader Micheál Martins to chair a virtual meeting today to ballot on holding a postal vote instead, and around 70 national executive members are expected to approve an amendment to the party's constitution, given the go-ahead for a postal vote involving more than 16,000 members. More on that story, page 6 of the Examiner this morning. Also back in the Irish Independent, an interesting story in relation to air quality and the need for urgent attention is the paper's headline. Caroline O'Doherty writing that air quality across the country is suffering because of rising emissions, which have breached EU limits for the third year in a row. This is the EPA said the increase was due to the expansion of agriculture, in particular the growth of dairy farming, and agriculture now accounts for 99% of all emissions, and the EPA said it was likely Ireland would remain in breach of EU limits for the next decade. Page 19 of the Irish Independent. Interesting story too, a warning this morning from a beekeeper. Stay calm around swarms is the headline. A beekeeper has urged people to call an expert if you discover a bee swarm over the coming weeks. Mark O'Donoghue, who displayed, as the Examiner describes it, the composure of a bomb disposal expert to remove a swarm of up to 5,000 individual bees from a tree in Kinsale in County Cork yesterday. So the swarm has now been rehomed safely. The bees are healthy and have already produced a small amount of capped honey. But he was called in to help when a resident spotted the swarm in a tree close to their home. The bees had been left their original hive to establish a new area. And there's more in that story. Further details of the warning, page 7 of the Irish Examiner. Just finally for this morning, inside the Mirror today, Meath designer creates the bespoke sustainable face masks for blushing brides. A fashion designer is to create these new face masks for brides to be to match their wedding dresses, and says that she's been inundated with requests from women all over the world who want to get their hands on the ultimate functional fashion accessory. Asta Jacobusen from Dunshaughlin in County Meath said that she's been rushed off her feet trying to provide producing custom-made masks for women who want to protect themselves and their guests while looking really well on the
Breakfast briefing on News Talk.